Yes. July 28th. Yeah, July 28th. No, 27th. July 27th, Saturday, 2024. We're starting to begin our seventh Gita of the 10th canto. Then we'll begin, after we finish this Gita, we'll start with first canto. From 10th canto to first canto. Now this Gita appears in chapter 90 of the 10th canto, the last chapter, which is summary of Krishna's pastimes. And it's taking place in Dwarka. Krishna has 16,000 palaces in Dwarka for 16,000 queens. And one day in the summertime, he expanded himself into 16,000 forms. And each palace has a swimming pool. You may remember, we had a yatra to Vrindavan temples. We went to Rangaji temple. And we saw a lake in the temple with many steps going down. So like this, Krishna has lakes in each temple. They're called water pools. That's like a lake. And there's swans in the lake and there's lotus flowers. It's very, very beautiful. So one summer day, Krishna went in the lake with Rukmini, Satyabhama, Mitravinda, Satya, Kalindi, all those different queens, and they started splashing water, like Jalkeli, something like Vrindavan. They had big pitchkaris, which is translated as water guns, water pistols also. It's like a syringe. They go boom. So they're playing like that. And while they were playing, the queens of Dwarka got so splashed with water they couldn't see. Like you're splashing, you can't see. And they had the idea that Krishna disappeared. And they entered a type of separation. Viparlama Bhav. Krishna was right there physically with them. Trans-physical, whatever you call it. Transcendentally physical. He was right there with them, but they felt, oh, he's gone. So what's that type of Viparlama Bhav, what's it called? Praying by Chitta. Chitta means chitta. Chitta means awareness, consciousness of awareness. And Vai means without. Like we say, Vaikuntha. Kuntha means anxiety, measurement, calculation, and Vai means without that. So a spiritual world like Kuntha, the handkerchief. Thank you. Spiritual world like Kuntha, Vai Kuntha means without calculation, without anxiety, without measurement. Everything is unlimited, everything is blissful, everything is full of happiness. So Vaichitta means without chitta, without awareness, without consciousness. Krishna's gone. Where is he gone? So when somebody leaves, when you can't find somebody you love, what do? Try. Become bewildered. Searching. Well, I just say, hallelujah, I got another guy. Who do you say? Let me check my list of friends. Okay, he's gone. Okay. Hey, Joe, what are you doing? I thought you were going with Bill. Yeah, I was serious with Bill. He ran away. So, well, are you free? Yeah, I'll go. So, searching, bewilderment, crying, unhappy. What else? If you lost something, or you lost someone, what else will you do? Search. If you see some person, what will you say?
Asking.
Inquire, where is my...
Searching
and inquiry. You meet somebody, you say, you know, Mr. Smith, yeah, I know. You see him? No. Oh. Yeah, I saw him. He was this beautiful girl, blonde hair, you know. Blair, I'm Runner. Where are you? It was in a sports car. Well, that's in a sports car. Hey, where are you going? I went out. Forget it. Don't waste your time. So that's what the Queens of Dwarka did. They found separation from Krishna, praying by Chitya, which is a type of Ivralam above. So they started inquiring. So they asked the birds, all the queens, there was no human beings asked, because everywhere was queens and no Krishna. So they saw some cranes. They saw some osprey. Osprey are like seagulls. Seagulls, they fly around the ocean, a gray color. They they make a lot of squeaky noises, you know. They talk a lot. So they say, you've seen Krishna. And then they saw mountains in the distance. Hey, mountains, you've seen Krishna. They saw the clouds in the sky. Hey, clouds, you see. They felt some wind. Breeze, hey, breeze. Did you see Krishna? And this way, like the gopis, when Krishna left the gopis and the rasa dance, they just start asking. But before we get into the story of this water pastime, and these gopis sing the gopis song of the queens of Dwarka, what's it called? We have Vinu Gita, we have Pranaya Gita, we have Yuga Gita, we have Ra Gita, we have Brahma Gita, what's it called? Mahishi Gita. What does Mahishi mean?
Queens.
Yeah, means queens. Dwarka Mahishis. What are the five things in Raghunuga Bhakti we don't do? So what's the difference between Mahishi Puja and Dwarka Dhyan?
I never did, so I don't know.
Well, it's one answer. You haven't read about it, so you don't know.
No, so I never read it. No interest in
Dwarka. No interest in reading or no interest in Dwarka?
No interest in Dwarka.
Okay, good. That's good. Brajnishtha. Mahishi Puja means that you do puja to the queens. Yumasi Puja, you offer flowers, incense, mala, chandan, to Rukmini, Satyabhama, all like that. The principal, eight principal queens in your mind, arti. Dwarka Dhyan means to meditate on Krishna's Dwarka Lila. We don't do. What else do we do?
And Vidanga
Upasana
mudras.
What are mudras?
Mudras.
No many mudras.
Mudras for puja.
When you do puja, they
do. What's the definition of mudra?
This with the hands.
Position of hands. Purify.
Position of the hands.
Yes.
Position. This is one mudra I get. Udder of a cow. You know that one? It's something like this or something, you know. Like whatever, this or like that. Then this is korma. So when you establish objects, when you gotta put a bell on a tray, you go like this and hand positions to create auspiciousness, to purify the vastu. We don't do. It's just so horrible. And then we hunger. What's the hunger upasana?
Worship of our son.
As what?
As Krishna, something like strange like this.
Something like that. He should worship myself as God.
And nyas also, nyas.
What is nyas?
Like touch part of the body while saying mantras.
Why you touch part of the body? Does she have itchy nose or what?
I don't know, for some purification.
It's a rite of purification. You chant mantras and Om Shri Padme Sat Da Da Da. Saves a lot of trouble, huh? Rock Marg is speedy way. Don't get sidetracked. So, before we start describing the queens of Dwarka and their Premavaishitya, Vibralamba, and their Gita, their song of the queens, I want to talk something about the type of rati they have. There's three types of Madhura Rati. What is Madhura Rati?
Amorous love.
Amorous love, man, woman, love. Lakshmi Narayan, Rukmini Krishna, Radha Krishna, Radha Krishna Gopis. That's called Madhura Rati. What are the different attitudes, three different attitudes in Madhura Rati? What's the lowest, what's the least pure love, least expression of pure Madhurati? That's Kuja. What's it called?
Sadharani.
Sadharani. This is Usuni Alamani. Sadharani, the word Sadharani means ordinary, common. It means personal lust is there. In other words, in Sadharani, ordinary love is based on lust, basically, to enjoy. My personal desire to enjoy a woman, or a woman's desire to enjoy a man, that's called Sadharani. So Kuja had Krishna praying, Madhura Rati. Why? Why was she had Krishna praying? She was lusty, but she had Krishna praying. How? Why? How is that possible?
For Krishna.
Because she doesn't want anyone else.
Do you know the answer?
Yes.
Yeah. What's the answer?
That she has lust, but only for Krishna.
Yeah, good. She had Krishna praying. She was a Premi Bhakta. And she had love for, which means love for Krishna. But her love was mixed with a lot of for some enjoyment for me. So what's the next level up? The queens of Dwarka. What type of Madhura Rati do they have?
They are
Samanjasa.
Svakya.
What is it?
Svakya.
We're talking about Rati, Madhura Rati. We're not talking about married, unmarried.
Oh.
Three types of Madhura Rati.
Samanjasa.
What does the word sama mean in Hindi?
Equal.
Sama means equal. Samadristi, equal vision. A learned person, equal vision. He sees an elephant, a dog, everywhere he sees Atma. Body's different, but Atma inside. That's called samadristi, equal vision, balanced vision. Peaceful mind. So that's called Samanjasa. What's the characteristic of Samanjasa? Little pleasure for you, little pleasure for me. Give and take. Something for me, something for you. Give and
take.
Here's an example. Rita's organ. And who's the best, purest form of Madhurati? What's it called?
Samatha.
Again, the word sam is there. Samanjasa and samartha means equal or all. It also sam means all. Art means, what's the word art mean? A-R-T-H. Dharmart kamoksh. Three times I've asked you this question.
Artha means gaining.
Right. Gain, personal benefit, economic development, wealth. I do dharma, which means what? Worship God.
Yes.
What do I get?
Money.
Lira. Lira, you know lira? Paisa, rubies, rubles. That's right, when we say rubies, we actually say rubles. It's all the same. Rubles, rubies. Because if you drink a lot of vodka and try to say rubies, because get rubles. How much for one bottle? 50 rubles. Probably rubies, but a robo. So, samartha, everything for Krishna. Body, mind, words, everything for Krishna's benefit, for Krishna's development, for Krishna's enjoyment, for Krishna's gain. Samartha. I exist for him. I don't count anything. This is Radharani, Gopi. So why are we studying Mahishi Gita? To understand further the glories of Radharani and their prema, which we're trying to attain. Because we're somewhere between Kuja and the Queen of Surya. We have to become a Gopi. Well, we're a little bit down, mixed up with lust and give and take program. Think so?
Sure.
Well, maybe, yeah, maybe a little bit. Not me. Yeah, I mean, I always think Sanskrit. So let's see some definitions of these terms. Get further understanding. There are three kinds of rati, madharati, sadharani, which means general, common, everyday, and samantasa means proper. The word samantasa means proper, lawful, legal. For example, Krishna kidnapped Rukmini. So that's pretty romantic and not just like really based on apparently Krishna's lust or Rukmini's lust. So he has Rukmini on a chariot running down the road to Dwarka. And at that time Rukmini said, listen, you kidnapped me and put your arm around my waist and threw me on a chariot. But don't, that's it, Jack. No further. So you take me to Dwarka, I'll live with some girls or some old ladies, and you make proper arrangement for my marriage according to all religious dharma and customs, and then we'll talk about what we do. Because, you know, you just take out the chariot, go down 200 meters, and, you know, go to the woods. Pull your car over, you know, do your thing, you know. But Ruby is a queen, she's Shadrani. Hey, buddy. No touch. I promise. Sir Krishna, that's his first queen. Hey, hands up, man. He was getting pretty excited. Grab her. they got to share it. He told her to drive. She was driving the chariot, he was sitting out. And then she said, listen now. Okay, you got a little intimate there for a few minutes. Don't get too excited. Cool down. I want you to be my husband, but you have to do it right. Proper. Samanjasa. But all right, there's no right or wrong, man. I love you, let's go. I'm married. It's all improper. There's nothing proper. It's all for Krishna's sake. So Queen Sudraka is thinking about herself. My prestige, my fame, my name. I'm not going to tarnish my name, my fame, for your gain, for your art. So I'm going to keep it up on the up and up. Going to follow all the proper rules and dharma regulations. Play by the book. Rarani threw the book out. There's no book. In love, pure love, there's
no rules.
In rules, there's some love. Not no love. I mean, no real love. What do you say that? So, the Rati of Kuja is Sadarni. It's been condemned because the fundamental basis is desire to enjoy union. In other words, she wanted to enjoy Krishna. Can't blame her. But she was a little ugly at first, but Krishna adjusted that, made her really beautiful. And she pulled out his dhoti. Come on, man, let's go. You know, wait a minute. It's the main street of town, man. All my boyfriends are here looking at me. Everybody's looking at me. I have a reputation, you know, I mean, something. It's my first day in town. Don't give me a bad name. Give me a chance to make my own bad name. I just got here a few hours ago. Come on, let's go. I part of me says yes, all right, but Kaladesha Pancha, you know, time, place, and circumstance. So I love that pastime. Krishna's so embarrassed, you know. Imagine Krishna being embarrassed, that's rare. He saw the clothes of the Virgin Gopis, they were so embarrassed. And he said, ah. Now he's like, what goes around, you know, he embarrassed those girls. Now this girl, mature, embarrassed him. The Rati of the Mahishi of Dwarka is proper because it satisfies worldly standards of righteous conduct and it's awakened by regular principles of marriage. I am Krishna's wife, Krishna's my husband. Such madhurati is limited by such sentiments. In other words, Krishna, what's your name? Your name is so-and-so. What's my name? My name is so-and-so. That's it. I don't own you, you don't own me. You're not my husband, you're not my wife. We just love each other. That's Radha and Krishna. If you want to get all kinds of identifications, I'm single, I'm a bachelor, you're married, so it's all kind of illegal stuff going on. But we don't know anything about that. I live in your house, you live in your house, you live in your house, I live in my house, you pay for your meals. I pay for my meals. Rabbi doesn't pay for Krishna's meals. She cooks them. So Krishna doesn't pay either. His father pays. The Rati of the Gokul Vasis is Samartha. Because Sarasvati magnificently goes beyond the boundaries of social restriction and religious principles. Samajarati is not actually improper. From the perspective of ultimate transcendental objective, paramarthic, only Samajarati is correct love of Krishna, the highest form. Sadharani Rati is like a jewel. Samanjasarati, the queen, is like Chitamani. And Samajarati is like Kasubhamani. Kasubhamani is one jewel on Krishna's neck, Vishnu also. But Chitamani, the whole ground of Vrindavan is full of Chitamani. Well, I go, we think of the Chitamani gems. Vrindavan is full of Chitamani gems. One gem can fill all your desires. Where they go, we think about that.
Stones.
I think they're just stones to walk on. But they don't, what's the desires? Why do they have desires?
Because they want
to be desires. I said that one is desire. That's it. Want is desire. I said, the gopis don't have any desires. You said, they want only Krishna. That's a desire.
But when they are in separation, they want Krishna,
no? No.
In separation, they feel
more. They have any desires because they have Krishna. That's the answer. They have Krishna. When they're separated from Krishna, they know that Krishna's missing them. And Krishna will only be happy with them. They're not thinking, I want to be Krishna. They're thinking, Krishna wants to be us. And he can't be satisfied with those girls in Dwarka or Mathura. Only we can satisfy Krishna. So when the gopis are separated from Krishna, they don't miss Krishna. They just feel sorry for Krishna. You must be really unhappy because you're not with me. That's called Radharani's pride. And we love it. We have the same pride. Nice, huh? Sadharani Rati, what are the characteristics of this common Sadharani Rati? It appears from the desire for sambhog, enjoying Krishna intimately. It is stimulated by utter infatuation when one sees Krishna face to face. But it's not very deep, and it's not very thick or permanent. When the desire for sambhog subsides, rati also subsides. That's why this type of amorous love is inferior. What is the nature of the queen's samanjasarati? Samanjasarati is full and concentrated. That's aroused by hearing about Krishna's beauty and qualities. What's the example of someone who display Samanjasarati by hearing about Krishna's qualities? Very good. Do you know the answer? Yeah, Rukmini. Samanjas arises from the conception, I am Krishna's wife, he is my husband. Sometimes desire for sambhog, what does sambhog mean? Literally the word sambhog means enjoying together. What is included in sambhog? Sambhog vilas means pastimes with the beloved. What's included in Sambhog?
Like together some activities.
Dancing? Swinging? Holy.
Drinking.
You always talk about drinking. True Russian. Russian, true Russian. Very good.
Playing chess.
Practicing.
Playing chess?
Yeah, it's called Pashakela. It's like chess. It's not exactly chess. Krishna, Balaram plays chess in Dwarkalila. But Radha and Krishna were talking about their Sambhog Vilas. They play Pashakela. It's a board game with pieces and dice. It has dice. You throw dice to move the pieces. Something like chess. It's called Pashakela. Okay, that's the type of Sambhog Vilas. And the highest form of Sambhog Vilas is what? Union. Enjoying intimately together. Kunja. What is the nature of Samartarati? So pay attention, because this is the gopis. Samarta. Desire for Sambhog with Krishna is present in every type of rati. What are the three types of rati? Sadharani rati. Samanjasa rati. And third one, Tamos. Samartha. In Siddharani and Samanjasa, desire for Sambhog is for one's own personal satisfaction. Samartha is special bhav that is completely selfless and free from self-interest. Desire for union. In other words, Radharani and the gopis, they want union for Krishna. They want to have union, physical union, Sambhog Vilas, Ratikeya with Krishna, for Krishna's happiness, not their own happiness. That's the difference. The Queen of Dwarka want to have union Kuja want to have union for their personal happiness. The gopis, like there's a verse in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Radharani says, I get happiness by serving Krishna. And Krishna's happiness gets happiness by enjoying my body. These guys are all the same. Krishna just wants to enjoy my body. I just want to cook for him and clean and do nice service. He's another kind of guy, you know. So I let him do his thing, I do my thing. I'm happy cooking, he's happy cooking me. So to speak, if you know what I mean. There's two types of Sambhog, two types of desire for Sambhog. First, desire of Sambhog, that one's own senses are satisfied by the beloved for one's own happiness. The second type is called Prem, because it consists exclusively of the desire for the happiness of one's beloved. Oh. So question is this. One must feel happiness from the touch of one's beloved in Sambho. Is there no desire for his happiness in Samartarati? What's the answer? No, yes, yes, no.
Yes. No, yes.
She say no, but she face say yes. She's not sure, that's why. She's not very convincingly answering. Answer, this is certainly difficult to, it's difficult to be completely free from such a desire. Nevertheless, although such a desire is present in the heart of one who has Samartarati, what I say? Desire to feel personal happiness from what?
From enjoying Krishna.
No. Touch of the beloved.
Yes.
There can't be a touch of the beloved, just hold hands. Walk through the forest, Bambihar, Radha Krishna's old hands. Or Krishna, Radha puts her arm around Krishna's waist. Krishna puts her arm, rests on Radha's shoulder, and his hand goes like this. Goes like this. Hits her with lotus flower. Look at that bird. So, such a desire is there, but it's extremely faint. Little desire. Yeah, it's nice to criticize me. That's okay. It's very slightly. But in the Queens and the Coos, you like it. I like it. Okay, let's see what else we have. This is a nice discussion. This is all from Ujjala Mani, summary. Another meaning of the word samartha is capable. Capable, has power, has influence. One is ordinary sadharani, one is proper, religious, dharmic, it's called samartha. Samartha means capable. In other words, this is the best type of madhurati, which is capable of controlling Krishna. The word, the meaning said in Sanskrit, actually. It's capable because it's endowed with a great capability to control Krishna. What is the special glory of Samartarati? This is all the gopis. One becomes oblivious to all types of obstacles, such as cobras, muddy pathways, rain, doggies, barking dog. Obstacles. What are obstacles? Family, religious principles, patience, shyness. Social, regular, etiquette. Behavior, conduct, morality. Samartarati of the gopis is only for Krishna's happiness. Whatever happiness they experience in their sambhog is also to please Krishna. Okay, that's pretty interesting. Very interesting. Now turn to chapter 90 of your Sarva Darshini. We're going to read Mahishi Gita. Tenth Canto, Chapter 90, The Song of the Queens of Dwarka. Read verse Gopal. Read verse 1-7, translation.
Sukadeva Goswami said, The master of the goddess of fortune resided happily in his capital city Dwaraka, which is endowed with all opulences and populated by the most eminent Vrishnis and their gorgeously dressed wives. When these beautiful women, in the bloom of youth, would play on the city's rooftops with balls and other toys, they shone like flashing lightning. The main streets of the city were always crowded with intoxicated elephants exuding mada, and also with cavalry, richly adorned infantrymen and soldiers, riding chariots brilliantly decorated with gold. Gracing the city were many gardens and parks with rows of flowering trees, where bees and birds would gather, filling all directions with their songs. Lord Krishna was the sole beloved of his 16,000 wives. Expanding himself into that many forms, he enjoyed with each of his queens in her own richly furnished residence. On the grounds of these palaces were clear ponds fragrant with the pollen of blooming Utpala, Kahalara, Kumuda and Ambuja lotuses, and filled with flocks of queen birds. The Almighty Lord would enter these ponds and also various rivers and enjoy sporting in the water while his wives embraced him, leaving the red kumkuma from their breasts smeared on his body.
Okay. So that's called Udipan. The description of the setting and the place, the environment which stimulates romantic love. So Udipan. Let's see if we have another translation. This is Prabhupada's translation. In each and every one of the palaces of Dwarka, there are nicely decorated gardens and lakes. The crystal clear water of the lakes contain many blooming lotus flowers of different colors, blue, yellow, white, and red. And the saffron powder pollen from the lotus flowers was blown all around by the breeze. All the lakes were full of beautiful swans, ducks, and cranes, crying occasionally with melodious sounds. Krishna sometimes entered those lakes with his wives and enjoyed pastimes with them in full jubilation. Sometimes the wives would embrace Krishna in the water while swimming or taking a bath. The red kumkum from the beautifying their breasts would rub on Krishna's chest with reddish color. It's getting pretty intimate there. I guess it's okay, Barry. Nobody's going to complain. I don't know, man. It's all darling. All darling, darling stuff. Basically the same thing. Okay. Let's see verse 8 and 9. All kinds of Gandharvas came down there, sang songs, and played Venus. In other words, what makes a festival? People,
music,
food,
dancing,
singing,
place,
clothes, playing, doing something. This is a water festival, a swing festival. Forest Wandering Festival, Holy Festival, Eating Festival, Vod Bojan, eating in the forest, picnic. We do it sometimes, we go on yatra, we have all kinds of good stuff. Food on yatra tastes so good. I said prasad, yatra prasad tastes so good. Walking everywhere, kirtan, sweets and rice and savories and like Surya Kund, we had breakfast one time. Winter time, Surya Kund. It was really nice. It was all kind of chutney and stuff. You remember? Fine. Okay. So, Krishna squared the queens, they squared them back. They're enjoying like crazy. And they go, the queen, the queen's clothing got all wet. And they wore white bathing dresses. So that's... Yeah, a little dangerous. Because all this golden stuff underneath there comes shining through the white cloth. And Krishna has white bathing suit also, or whatever, gumshoe. And all this blue stuff comes shining through. That's what it said. Their clothes got wet, their thighs and breasts will become visible. To whom?
Krishna.
And the Gandharvas also. Gandharvas will play music. I mean, the queens of Durga look better than Gandharvas. The Gandharva women became embarrassed. Rumi is Lakshmi, most beautiful woman in the world. Gandharva is nothing. Looks like a street sweeper. So, Krishna was swarming with the queens, text 13. Totally captivated their hearts with his gestures, talks, 13. Glances and smiles and jokes, playful exchanges and embraces. The queens became stunned in ecstatic trance. See verse 14. Uchir, Mukundaika, Dio, Gira, Umata, Vajjana, Chittiyantyo, Rindaksham, Tanime, Gadatashinu. They became Unmad, they became mad, and the madness of separation, they became Chinta. So that's why it's called Vajjana, trained by Chitta. Chitta means they lost their thinking. They became stunned. Jadam. Jada means rock-like. Jada, J-A-D-A. What's the fifth canto of Bhagavatam? What's the character of the fifth canto? Jada Bharata. He is the son of King Bharat. He is a Brahmin. Wow. Shatriya, yeah.
Brahmin. Jada
Bharata. He is a Brahmin. But he was acting like he was deaf and dumb. He didn't talk. And then he was very strong. He was just absorbed in meditating on Bhagavan. So the king engaged Shadbhart as a palanquin carrier. You know, a seat for carrying a king. Like Varsana Hill, they go up the hill. Palanquin. So Judd Bharat was a great joy. He didn't want to step on the ants. He saw an ant, he stepped aside. He was to avoid stepping on an ant. So the other guys didn't care, they're walking straight. They carried four carriers. So the king's getting shaken this way, that way. You know what? Rocco. My car is going crazy. So they said, the three guys said, this guy's stepping funny. He doesn't want to step on ants. So the king chastised him, he's stupid. So he was just quiet. Then he started speaking, all philosophy. The king was, I thought he was a stupid sutra. He's speaking like a great pundit. A big pundit, Sanskrit pundit. The king was like listening, getting enlightened. So jada means stone-like. So it says in the second line, Dhira Unmata Jada, they became mad and stone-like, became stone like a stone. They went into trance. And he started speaking like crazy. What's crazy talk called? What? Brahmar Gita, 10 types of crazy talk. Chitra Japa. Chitra means variegated, artistic, variety. Chitra Japa means talk. Crazy talk. So what is Bhagavad Gita?
Crazy talk.
This is crazy talk. Did you find your clip here? Your clip is in. This. Okay. So, Krishna's saying, listen to the crazy talk. So where does the crazy talk begin? What verse?
15.
Frederick, what verse? Leaves Yushu. And where does it end up? So, how many verses long is it?
9.
Have to count 15 also.
10.
How many verses is Bhagavad Gita?
10 verses.
How many verses is Bhagavad Gita? 700. Bhagavad Gita. Bhagavatam.
10,000.
No, 12,000, something like that.
That is embarrassing. Come on. All these years you're with me. You don't even know that. One more guess. More than 10, more than 12.
20.
Ashamed of you. Listen, watch.
18,000 verses.
18,000 verses. How many chapters?
340.
355. How many cantos?
12 cantos.
Okay. What's the chandas here? Maybe Mani, I don't know. It's not Brahma Samhita. It's six, it's not six Goswami. Karari, it's Mani. Verse 15, Mahishi Gita. Chapter 90. Mahishi Uchu. Karai Vilavisi Chum Vita Nidra Nase She.
Kurari Vilapasitvam Vita Nidra Nase She.
Shobhiti Jagati Racham Ishra Guta Bodha.
Svatiti Jagati Ratriam Ishvaro Guta Bodha.
Vayami Vasaki Kachet Gada Nirvita Cheta.
Vayami Vasaki
Nalina Hasodara Vivekshitena.
Nalina Nayana Hasodara Vivekshitena.
Read the translation.
The queen said, O Kurari birds, you are lamenting. Now it is night, and somewhere in this world the Supreme Lord is asleep in the hidden place. But you are wide awake. O friend, unable to fall asleep, is it that, like us, you have had your heart pierced to the core by the lotus-eyed Lord's beneficent, playful, smiling glances?
The cry bird is an osprey. Osprey means like seagull. Let's read Prabhupada's translation to 15. Oh, Karari, it's late at night, everyone's sleeping. The whole world is now calm and peaceful. At this time, Krishna is sleeping. Although his knowledge is undisturbed by any circumstances, then why are you not sleeping? Why are you lamenting like this throughout the whole night? Dear friend, are you also attracted to lotus eyed Krishna by his sweet smiling and attractive words exactly as I am? Do these dealings of Krishna pinch your heart as they do mine? So they're thinking that seagulls are having human feelings like that. Pretty amazing. That's Siddha Mahabhav. You project human feelings on insentient beings, also animals, trees, birds. The birds are in love with Krishna. Apparently it's a female. Glorious female, not male. Oh, she osprey, we are in the depth of night now. The whole world appears to be one big void. Krishna has gone to sleep, but your eyes know no sleep. Why do you cry and lament thus? Keep awake the whole night. Oh, friend, so they're calling a bird their Sakhi, because they're saying Sakhi, that means the crow is female. So there are female queens addressing a female bird. Girls can relate to each other. A lot of yawning people here. Me too, I'm also yawning. Oh, friend, oh, Sakhi, it seems your heart has been pierced, like ours, by sweet smiles and smart glances of lotus-eyed Krishna. Surely that's the reason why you're not going to sleep. It's kind of, they're really crazy because this is the pastime of daytime. They're especially water in the daytime. And they think they're so saving. Really crazy. Let's see if Sri Aswami has a comment on the service. These guys are right. Quite a collection. What verse is that? 15. You. The queens are saying, oh, Ashray, Krishna is sleeping, but you're awake, lamenting. This is not proper. But it's no offense, because your heart has been deeply pierced by the generous glance of Krishna. That's all it says. Not much. Not much to be said there. Sri Vishnu's commentary.
The transcendental madness of the queens filled them with such ecstasy that they saw their own mood reflected in everyone and everything else. This is expressed in 10 verses known as the Mahishi Gita. The queen said, "O Kurari, you are sorrowing in separation from your beloved and therefore cannot sleep. But that person, the Supreme Lord and our husband, has no love for you, for he is sleeping and does not hear your lamentations. Thus the mercy of his that might arise from hearing your lamentation and by which he might associate with you will not manifest. If the Kurari bird were to ask, 'Well, then is Krishna sleeping with you?' the queens would respond, 'No one at all. His whereabouts are unknown to us. He is out there in the world somewhere this night, but we have no idea where to go looking for him. Oh Shiva, Shiva, oh dear bird, even though you are a simple creature, your heart has thus been deeply pierced, just like ours. You must have had some contact then with our Krishna and become attracted to his lotus eyes, broad smile and playful glances. Due to your hopeless attachment, you cannot stop thinking. Certainly, I will meet him. Sorry.
Sorry. Beat him up. I'll take some water. You know you're making spiritual advancement when you start talking to the monkeys and talking to the dog and talking to the turtles around and going, "Hey, where's Krishna? I see Krishna." Hey, have you seen Krishna? God. Okay. So now we'll read text 16. There the They're speaking of Chakravaki birds. What kind of bird is Chakravaki?
It's a little bit poof.
Chakravaki is a type of duck.
Yes.
It's called goose. Geese, goose. They're reddish brown. They have, like goose has a thin neck and has like a chest. It's kind of round like this. So it's shaped like the breast of a woman. That's why when Krishna was flashing Radhika, they're playing in the water, the breasts they always rise up in the water. And Krishna says, I want to play with the Sri Chakravaki birds. You always say, no, okay, you can't play. Because the shape of the reddish brown, they go with that reddish brown saffron. They have saffron powder on the top of the breast. So when the Chakravaka birds are bobbing, so Krishna says, I just play, these Chakravaka birds are floating in Radhika, I'll play the Chakravaka birds. So Chakravaka birds, male and female, are really attached to each other. And one day, they were sitting in a tree doing bird stuff. Birding around. And there's a sage meditating under the tree. You guys are making nonsense and disturbing my meditation. So I curse you to be separated at night. So usually at night lovers will be together. But at nighttime, the female, you'll be separated from your male lover bird, lover boy, lover bird, and you'll be crying all night. So a Chakravaka bird cries in separation for her husband all night. And in the morning, Chakravaka is looking and the sun comes pink. Chakravaka is looking, where's her husband? They come. So that's always used in poetry. Krishna Radha, you're separated like Chakravaka birds. It's a very common thing in Sanskrit poetry, this Chakravaka guy. It's a reality. They're shaved, their neck is thin, they have like a chest, it's shaved like the red color is like saffron powder on top. It's really cool. So if you ever see a goose like that, you can think of the gopis. Okay, let's read verse 16. Neche nimilasi daktam adrista bandhus.
Netre nimilasi daktam bandhus.
Cham rara rarvashishi karnam bata chakravaki. Dasyam gatavayam ivashuta padam justam.
Dasyam gatavayam ivashuta padam justam.
Kim vasrajam shriyayase kavreda vodum.
Kim vasrajam shriyayase kavreda vodum.
Read the translation, Gopal.
Poor Chakravaki, even after closing your eyes, you continue to cry pitifully through the night for your unseen mate. Or is it that, like us, you have become the servant of Achyuta and hanker to wear in your braided hair the garland he has blessed with the touch of his feet?
So what is it in this verse that proves that the queens of Dwarka are crazy?
That is first night when we go back to stay. They are speaking about the night, that they cry in the night, but in reality it's daytime. You said before.
No, that's not it.
Braided hair of Chakravaka
birds. Yeah. The birds have braided hair. Is that crazy?
Yes.
The braid hair is dreadlocks. Kavareya. Kavareya means braid. Kavareya. Last line. Kavareya means hair braid. Creators saying birds have braided hair. Pray by Siddha. Separate badness and separation. Nishini Miliyati, close eye. Prabhupada's translation, hello! Because it said, what's the word for hello? Kim. Kim means perhaps. Prabhupada said, hello. Hello! Chakravaki, why are you closing your eyes? Are you searching after your husband, who might have gone to a foreign country? Husband went to Russia. Why are you lamenting so pitiably? Alas, it appears that you're very much aggrieved. Or is it a fact that you're also willing to become eternal servitor of Krishna? I think you're anxious to put a garland on those feet of the Lord and place it in your hair. That's pretty wild. Oh, that's what it says. The verse says, the queens of Dwarka are saying to Chakravaki, you want to put a flower garland, Krishna Prasadi Mala, that touches feet in your hair. How does Krishna's flower garland touch his feet? That's the definition of Vaishnati Mala. Vaishnati Mala hangs from the neck to the feet. It has five flowers from the forest. One Bridgerica flower, one rose flower, one Kadava flower, one Mogra flower. That's blessed by the touch of his feet. Okay, read, let's read Shri Swami's commentary. Let's read Gita Press. That's a pretty clever idea, the tabletop. Nice cloth. That was smart. I didn't realize you're pretty smart. Day by day, I'm amazed. I thought you were a dumb blonde. They have a phrase in America, blonde girls are dumb. That's what they say, blonde and dumb. Dumb blonde. It's a very cruel thing to say. Master, you have blonde hair.
Would you like it?
No.
Well, she's smart. Listen, Gita Press says, oh, red goose. Ha ha. Why do you close your eyes at night? Is it because your partner has gone out of sight that you cry so piteously? We are really sorry for you. Or are you possessed like us with desire of waiting upon Krishna and longing to adorn your braid with a gown offered at the feet of the Lord? That's an interesting twist, translation. Let's read Sri Aswami's commentary, if there is one. Hope there is. Sri Aswami. Are you, Chakravaki, are you hankering like us? That's it. Vishnu.
The queen said, "O Chakravaki, are you unable to find your husband? Alas, such a painful cry must be due to separation from your children." Then they speak of an alternative reason for lamenting. "Perhaps you are like us who have become servants of Achyuta and desire to bind in our hair the garland which touched his feet."
So there's not too many points for bhajan you can get for this, these verses. Just to appreciate the intensity of their love. But you can see there's a lot of official. You see, can you compare and contrast the bhav and the mood of intimacy with the queens of Dwarka with the gopis? The gopis are crying in separation in the same way in Rasa Chatra, verse number 30. But they're searching for Krishna. They're asking Tulsi, they're asking Arka tree, they're asking different trees, where's Krishna? Asking Amona, asking Mother Earth, asking the deer, clouds, wind, yeah. But you can see a degree of intimacy. They're using words like a chuta. We want to wear a garland that touches feet. It's very official. Where the gopis are crying, have you seen him? We want to touch his feet on our breasts. We want to kiss him. We want to embrace him. This is all about separation. Not the same type of separation gopis feel. That's one point to take note of. Verse 17. Bobo Siddha. Oh. This is a different melody, different chandas. Bobo Siddha, anyway. Bobo Siddha, this chanda save dan van.
Bobo Siddha, this chanda save dan van.
I love the Nidro, Arigata Prajagara.
I love the Nidro, Arigata Prajagara.
Kimvamukunda Paritatma Lachana.
Kimvamukunda Paritatma Lachana.
Prachanda Santram Chagato Duratyayam.
Prachanda Santram Chagato Duratyayam.
Bobo means dear, dear. My dear one. What does love to mean? First word, second line. What does love to mean? Calm, crow, low. Ashes, 10 times. Greed, attainment. So all other means, love that means to attain, all other means what?
Not desire,
not get it, not attain. In other words, you're not saving. The sensual way of saying, I love the Nidra. That's the way I say, I'm not sleeping. Nidra means what?
Sleeping.
Who is it?
Me.
It's the Devi. God is asleep.
Yes. Nishantalila.
That's your name?
No.
Okay. Good. Okay, what's translation?
Dear ocean, you're always roaring, not sleeping at night. Are you suffering insomnia? Or is it that, as with us, Mukunda has taken your insignias and you are hopeless of retrieving them?
Insignias. He asked a question on insignias. What does that mean? Insignias means marks.
Like makara.
So Krishna on the bottom of his right foot? I forget now. He has a fish.
Left foot.
He has a fish. So where does the fish come from?
Makara.
Where does it come from?
Ocean.
Okay. Oh, I see, sounds good. Yeah, what else is from the ocean on Krishna's feet?
Conchal.
Which one is it on?
It's the same.
Left. What else is from the ocean?
Maybe moon.
Yeah, moon rises from the ocean. How's it going? Moon is there also. Left foot. What else?
What are points? I don't know. What
is? Ganga, that's Ganga. What else? Concentric circles.
Yeah, I'm told, but that was the wide.
Whirlpool. That's what it means. Insignias from the ocean. Let's see, That's the word, proselytization, I think so. My dear ocean, why are you roaring day and night? Don't you like to sleep? I think you have been attacked by insomnia. Or if I'm not wrong, my dear Shama Sundar has tactfully taken away your gravity and power of forbearance, which is your natural qualification. Is it a fact that for this reason you're suffering from insomnia like me? Yes, I admit there's no remedy for this disease. Interesting idea of translation. Let's see Sri Aswami 17 commentary. Are you roaring all night because you have come to a state experienced by us? How painful that the same way when we enjoyed together with Mukunda, he took away the marks of kumkum from our breasts and so on. You similarly appear to have been deprived of your traits, like Kosuvaja, which has originally appeared from the ocean of milk. So that's the insignia. Insignia means somebody that distinguishes a person. So Vishnu is distinguished by Kostumani, which came from churning the milk ocean. Lakshmi Devi came out of the milk ocean. The Kostumani. Although both are eternal. Both are Lakshmi, the eternal consort of Vishnu, and Kostumani, the eternal jewelry of Krishna, Vishnu. But appeared and came out of the ocean. Has appearance time, but it's eternal. Don't try to figure it out. You'll get a headache. It's just the way it is. Okay. Okay, Vishnu's commentary.
Yes. The queen said, "O ocean, giving up your gravity, you are making loud sounds like a disturbed person. Not being able to sleep, you keep tossing and turning and crying with loud shrieks. Please tell us the reason." "Well, even if you don't tell us the reason, we know it anyway. Just as, on the pretext of enjoying conjugal love with us, that thief stole our kumkuma smeared pearl necklaces and flower garlands. Similarly, he has stolen Lakshmi, the Kaustubha jewel, and the other things which arose from you."
That's nice. Now they're getting a little excited. They're calling us a thief. Now they're catching up with the gopis. That verse is called Krishna Chuta Mukunda. The text 15 they call Ishra. Ishra Mukunda. Achuta. Next verse they call Mukunda. They call Govinda. They call Yadavati, Yadavendra. Call Vasudeva. Vasudev Nanda. All very mature oriented names, Aishwarya names. Okay, let's look at verse 18. Tam Yakshvana Bhavatasi Grihita Indo. Shinasamona needed that daddy to be Shinoshi. Kashin Mukuna Garitani Yata Vayam Tram.
Kashin Mukunda Garitani Yata Vayam Tram.
We switch ya Bhav Sagita Gir of Alaksha Sena. Now they're talking to the moon. It's funny, this whole conversation is like at night time. Hard to figure out what's going on here. Day or night or what's going on? Where are you? Guys are playing water or night or what? Gadarva's here, everybody's here. I guess it's daytime.
Yes, it's daytime.
All the goys have high, really high foreheads, huh? I mean, all the queens, rather. Hairline is very far back there. Good thing. You're not too excited about it. Okay. Read a translation.
My dear Moon, having contracted a severe case of tuberculosis, you have become so emaciated that you fail to dispel the darkness with your rays. Or is it that you appear dumbstruck because, like us, you cannot remember the encouraging promises Mukunda once made to you?
What is the moon full? According to this verse, how big is the moon? Is it a full moon or what?
No, it's not full.
No.
How big is it?
I think no moon, Amavasya. Possible.
That's why you conclude that.
Darkness.
Because say that
your
you fail to dispel the darkness with your rays.
What's the comparison? Who is being compared to what?
To a sick person.
When a sick person has tuberculosis, what happens to him?
I don't know.
He becomes weak.
Because he's very thin.
Yeah.
So they're not talking to all of us, there's nobody to talk to. It's all dark. Where do you talk? So there's some moon. So you said Amavasya, it's not Amavasya. There's some moon, but it's a very thin moon. Means Dritya, Tritya, very like Shiva's moon. Very thin moon. Astami, Satami, Panchami. So very not much rays. So that's a it's a way of saying a crescent moon, some small moon is there, weak moon, thin moon. Then I'll watch
it. But anyways, it's daytime, so.
That's the other trick. But the moon also goes out in the daytime. The whole thing is very weird, actually. Saturday, the whole thing is at night, but it's at daytime. Because you're just sleeping. Say Krishna's sleeping, it's 2 o'clock in the afternoon. The Chakravakis are separated at night. They cry at night. So maybe they're stressing at night, all day, all night. It's very hard to figure out. So, should we keep going? There you are. There you are. Yeah. Ross, all night, Ross, yeah. So they said we were all tired. Okay. Well, I don't know what I read, which where am I? Let's read Gita Press. See. Gita Press. Are you impressed? 20.
Oh, ouch.
Too crazy sitting here. Gotta be a master juggler. Oh, moon! You have fallen a victim to the disease of consumption. Oh, good God, you have so attenuated, you have got so attenuated, you cannot disperse the darkness by rays. No, no, it seems that the sweet conventional talks of beloved Krishna have escaped out of your memory and out of ours. That's why you have become mute, which means silent. That's a pretty well, I must say. Let's hear what Brahma says. Krishna book. This is the first book I got in ISKCON, 1974. How old are you then?
Previous life.
Where? Bengal. You're a Muslim. Oh dear Moon God, I think you have been attacked by a severe type of tuberculosis. For this reason, you have become thinner and thinner day by day. Oh my Lord, now you are so weak that your thin rays cannot dissipate the darkness of night. Or is it a fact that just as I have, you have also been stunned by the mysteriously sweet words of my Lord Shyam Sundar? Is it a fact that it is because of the severe anxiety they are now so grave? That's cool, Prabhupada stuck the word Shyam Sundar in there. Although the verse has Mukunda. That's fine. That's a subjective reality. Okay, text 19, talking about the wind, the breeze. Kimnuva charitam asmabhir.
Kimnuva achitam asmabhir.
Malaya nila te priyam.
Malaya nila te priyam.
Govinda panga nirvene.
Govinda panga nirvene.
Ridhirayasinasmaram.
Ridhirayasinasmaram.
What is the name for lust? What is the name for lust? Another one.
Ritchayam.
Another one.
Ridhirayasi.
Swara.
Smaragarala
Khandanam. The verse of Gita Govinda.
Smaragarala Khandanam.
Swaragarala Khandanam. Mahavishishirati Mandanam. Devi Palapala. What does it say?
My body is getting cut by the poison of
Swaragarakandam. I'm being burned alive by the poison of lust.
And decorate my head.
Mama Shirasan. Headstand. Mama Shirasan. Mandala means decoration. To put your head on my feet. I put your feet on my head. And
Dehi Padapallavam, give me.
Dehi means give me. Give me your feet. Who is speaking that?
Krishna is speaking to Radha.
Correct. Correct. Read the translation.
O Malayan breeze, what have we done to displease you, so that you stir up lust in our hearts, which have already been shattered by Govinda's sidelong glances?
What does Malayan breeze mean?
Malaya hill. The breeze coming with this. From Malaya Hills, sandalwood.
Where is that?
It's Malaysia side. In Jagannath Puri, they get Malaysia.
The Malaya hills are Madhya Pradesh. They're south of Vrindavan. And when the season becomes rainy season, as a hot summer season, the wind blows from the south and east and carries the fragrance of Chandan tree, sandalwood, from south of Mathura into Rajmandal. It was a very pleasing, cool, sandal-scented breeze from Madhya Pradesh. The group of hills are called Malaya. Never believe it. That's too far away.
This Madhavendra Puri goes to Jagannath Puri to get Malaya Chandan. I don't know. somewhere somebody written that Malaya Hills is Malaysia.
I don't know.
I was thinking that.
Finger. Okay, good try. What does that charita mean? First line of charita. What does the charita mean?
Who will teach with example?
No,
who teaches with example?
Who knows? Who established truth?
What is Vaishnava Char? So what is Acharya? Well, behavior is the divine way. Spiritual behavior. He is Acharya. He speaks the divine way. He acts the divine way to connect people with divinity, to connect people with Krishna by speech and behavior. Achar and prachar. Prachar means speaking, achar means behavior. So one has fervent prachar and fervent achar is acharya. Perfect behavior and perfect speech means behavior, speech full of love. Selfless love. Playful love. Selfless, playful. Non-injurious. That love doesn't injure anyone. Non-injurious love. It's very comforting love. Very desirable type of love. This is the love of Acharya. This is the meaning of Acharya. Kim Nacharitam Asmavir. Govinda Apanga. Apanga means sidelong glances. Govinda Apanga. Five queens are getting a little romantic. Took a long time to get warmed up here. 15, they started meeting 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20. Took her 6 verses to get to the point. A little slow. They don't get too fired up. I think we'll say, Jai Jai Shri Radhe. So continue next Saturday by Krishna's mercy with text 20. So we got Jai Radhe, halfway, a little more than halfway.